This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. Voters in Kosovo went to the polls today. They're electing their first parliament since the United Nations took over administrative control of the province in 1999. Heavy turnout was reported among the majority ethnic Albanians who see the vote as a step towards independence. But most of the province's minority Serbs stayed home. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Pristina.
By midday, fewer than 100 people had come to vote at the polling center in the Serb enclave of Gračanica. About 3,700 people are eligible to vote here. It left election monitor George Jaeger with little to do.
It's been extraordinarily quiet so far, and we've had only a handful of voters.
Jaeger is among the 18,000 observers who are monitoring this election. In Serb areas like Gračanica, journalists and monitors far outnumbered voters like Father Nektarije, a monk at the Gračanica monastery.
In past 2 years, they are living in a ghetto, and it is quite difficult for them to understand why should we take part in political life.
Outside the polling center, an observer was more likely to encounter Serbs like 67-year-old Momcilo Tanic. Would he vote today? No, he said. I will not vote for an Albanian country. And that may explain why less than 20% of Serbs in Kosovo chose to take part today, despite the fact that they're guaranteed 10 seats in the 120-member parliament. They regard this election as a dangerous first step toward independence from the Yugoslav Republic. At a news conference today, Dan Everts, ambassador to Kosovo from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, defended his group's attempts to encourage Serbs to vote.
We have gone out of our way to bring across the message, but we met with a very cold shoulder.
The province's majority ethnic Albanians were, not surprisingly, more enthusiastic. Thousands of people streamed into the voting center in the southern Kosovo city of Ferizaj. Serbs refer to the city as Gorazhevac. 28-year-old Dritan Imani, an ethnic Albanian, said he's voting for the LDK, the party led by former peace activist Ibrahim Rugova. The LDK is expected to take a majority of votes in today's election. All Albanians are for independence, he says. It's not yet clear that we'll receive it, but we all believe it will happen eventually. And today's vote may hasten that process. The UN, which administers the province, will retain power over law enforcement and judicial affairs. The parliament will approve a government which will take responsibility for a large chunk of the budget. But the new assembly will be prohibited from discussing the question of independence. Guy Raz, NPR News, Pristina.